local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you to a Wednesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in. Turned out to be a beautiful afternoon, a little bit warmer than what we saw yesterday, and should continue for at least a day more until some rain moves into the forecast. Alan Strum in the chair with us as he gets you caught up on the weather updates. And, of course, Austin has the very latest on the roads with traffic and weather together on the fives. Text line is 850-437-1620. The traffic line, 850-262-6111. We start, as we always do, with today's top three stories. A federal appeals court is hearing arguments today about the controversial Texas immigration law, which was on, then off, then on again, then off again, and then as of yesterday, it was back on, and now it's off. Late last night, a three-judge panel at the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals voted 2-1 against an earlier ruling from another panel that put the law titled SB4 in effect.
Texas has a right to defend ourselves, and we will use that authority to declare an invasion and fight back against that invasion.
That from Governor Greg Abbott there. SB4 would allow local police to arrest anyone they suspect of crossing the border illegally. House Republicans are pressing on with their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. A congressional hearing was held today. Kentucky Republican James Comer accused the president of using his political influence to make his family rich.
We have learned that Joe Biden has taken action after action to further his family's plans to get rich. He shows up to meetings, gets on phone calls, shakes hands, and tells people to, quote, look after my family.
Republicans claim the president carried out an influence scheme and was involved in his family's foreign business ventures, but Democrats pushing back, arguing nearly 20 fact witnesses in the Republican-led probe have yet to identify a single act of wrongdoing by President Biden. And our third top story involving a local story. Political storm clouds appear to be forming once again over the city of Milton. In a 9-page memo to city council member, city attorney Alex Andrade says that he doesn't believe Mayor Heather Lindsay is competent to continue serving as the city's mayor. He opens his memo by saying that several members of council have asked what recourse is available to address the mayor's, quote, harmful, erratic, and aggressive conduct. He points to Lindsay's recent bar complaint against him, in which he alleges that Lindsay committed perjury by making several false statements. He also alleges that Lindsay has a history of mishandling employee concerns. Andrade is recommending that he be authorized to request a review by a state agency, as well as submitting his questions to the Florida Attorney General and Commission on Ethics. Council next meets tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock for a work session. 4:15, Austin, good afternoon, sir. What's the latest on the roads and weather?
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, just a few spots of note currently, and it doesn't appear like they're much to worry about. We'll start with Sorrento Road. If you're traveling westbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, we've got some backups developing in that area. Also got some on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and some on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound. That's going to be if you're coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. Lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River heading towards downtown Milton, we've got some issues there. So right now, it seems to be just some typical evening backups.
All right, very good. Taking a look at our forecast.
Cool weather again for the overnight hours with low temperatures mainly down in the 40s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, and we'll see a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. A little warmer Thursday with highs in the mid to low 70s. Dry Thursday, but there's a high rain chance on Friday. The weekend will be dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. More of our local headlines. The leader of the Santa Rosa County Teachers Union is now making a run to become the next superintendent of the district. That's David Godwin, who, in addition to serving as president of the union, is also a longtime math teacher at Pace High School. According to South Santa Rosa News, Godwin is now in the race along with incumbent Karen Barber, Brenda Stevens, and write-in candidate Michael Marodic. Also, in our local headlines this morning, there was some slowdowns over at the Pensacola International Airport, a large enforcement presence due to a massive training drill. The annual multi-agency training drill was today. Here's Airport Director Matt Coughlin.
Every 3 years, or every year, we're mandated by the FAA to conduct an exercise. And every third year, you have to do what they call a full-scale exercise, basically a simulated incident on the airfield with an aircraft. So this year, what we're doing that. It should be pretty transparent to the public. You know, you may see some emergency vehicles on the airfield or at our gates.
So if you were driving past the airport earlier today and saw something that resembled that, well, there you go. Well, just over 1 million people cast ballots in yesterday's presidential primary election. Definitely a bit of a low turnout, but still a chance for local elections personnel to test run their equipment for the obvious massive election this coming November.
So yesterday we did get to roll them out. They were out during early voting and things like that. So as I said, that I do like to joke, though, that David Stafford got to order them but left me to pay the bill. other than that, no, they went well. Of course, we did just have some minor issues, you know, one site didn't vote and things like that.
Yeah, it was new Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender there. He says the new machines functioned with only a few issues. A machine in Century had trouble connecting to the network with its internal modem. But other than that, looks like it was smooth sailing. If you're interested in canine units, law enforcement are just well-behaved dogs. There is an event for you happening at Tate High School this evening.
The Yuma County Sheriff's Office is hosting it this year, and our Lieutenant Kevin Biggs doing a fantastic job organizing all of this, and they'd really appreciate the support because they really work very hard, not just on this competition, but they work very hard day in and day out.
Yeah, and canine teams from all over the state are in the area for the U.S. Police Canine Association trials. I know because they're all staying at a hotel close by where we live. So I currently reside in the safest neighborhood in Escambia County,
really?
Right? Oh, yeah. It's you drive past the hotel. It's just like K-9, 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 all over the parking lot.
Watchdogs, so literally.
I feel very safe right now. So this public demonstration, as it sounds, open to the public, and it's being held at 6 o'clock over at Tate High School, if you are so inclined. We'll take a break there, get our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Only had a few spots of note in our last update, but we do have some news here that I recently got from a caller. If you are traveling westbound on a 9 mile road, that's going to be just past Highway 29 or Pensacola Boulevard. We've got some backups in that area. The caller said that there was a stalled car that you could get around, but it is just causing some backups in that immediate vicinity. So if you're heading towards that area, be on the lookout for that. Also have some backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, that's showing some backups as well. A little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Some on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Cool weather again for the overnight hours with low temperatures mainly down in the 40s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight and we'll see a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. A little warmer Thursday with highs in the mid to low 70s. Dry Thursday, but there's a high rain chance on Friday. The weekend will be dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at our statewide headlines today. Efforts to get U.S. citizens out of Haiti are continuing today. Two rescue flights from Haiti were supposed to leave yesterday, but plans fell through. Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says they were close, but the situation on the ground is extremely volatile with gang violence. Guthrie, though, says people were planning to work overnight to make sure today's flights could get off the ground and those seeking safety are brought back to the U.S.
And Governor Ron DeSantis has signed new legislation to tackle homelessness. The law bans anyone from setting up camp or sleeping on public property in the state.
We've just got to get it out of our system in our country that somehow anyone has a right to just camp out on the sidewalk and inconvenience other people. That's not what those sidewalks are meant for. We want to make sure that we put public safety above all else, and I think this bill does that.
The new law, which will go into effect on October 1st, requires local governments to provide shelters and campsite options for the homeless with security, sanitation, and behavioral health services. Opponents say the measure doesn't fix the problem, it just shifts the homeless to a new location.
Also, a Florida appeals court is set to hear arguments on May 7th regarding an ongoing opioid settlement dispute involving the state. A group of hospitals and school districts filed an appeal last year after a judge ruled in favor of Attorney General Ashley Moody's actions. She had joined a series of settlements with pharmaceutical companies that ultimately led to the release of lawsuits issued by healthcare facilities and local school boards. The group claims Moody's decision was outside of her authority.
And someone who bought a Mega Millions lottery ticket in Florida is holding a $1 million winner. No one won the jackpot in Tuesday night's drawing, but a ticket sold in the Sunshine State matched 5 of the 6 numbers, which is good for $1 million. It was among 4 tickets sold nationwide that missed only the Mega Ball number.
National news, a manhunt is underway and continuing this hour after 3 Idaho officers were shot during an inmate escape this morning. The Department of Correction officers were ambushed while transporting inmate Skylar Mead out of a Boise hospital. As Mead was being put back into a van, a suspect opened fire, hitting 2 officers, and during the chaos, another corrections officer was shot as a result of friendly fire. All of the officers are now recovering as that manhunt is ongoing.
And former President Trump will be able to appeal the decision to allow Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to stay on his Georgia election interference case. Today, a judge granted a request from defense attorneys to ask the state's appellate court for a review of the decision. Last week, a judge ruled that Willis could remain on the case if Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade was removed.
There's a trial date now for the Long Island Marine veteran accused of the chokehold death of a man on a New York City subway train last May. Here's Kristen Marks reporting.
A judge has ruled that Daniel Penny will stand trial on manslaughter charges starting October 8th, denying a call from his lawyers to dismiss the case. They had argued the 25-year-old acted in self-defense last May because Jordan Neely was threatening passengers. Penny attorney Thomas Kenniff also recently compared the case to the deadly shooting on a Brooklyn train last week, praising the DA for not bringing charges against the shooter due to evidence of self-defense. Prosecutors, though, say Neely went too far with a chokehold that lasted around 6 minutes. Penny's trial is expected to last several weeks. Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio, New York.
All right, the Cajun Navy will join the search for missing Missouri college student Riley Strain after a request from his parents. The nonprofit was formed in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina to provide search and rescue resources. Strain has been missing since March 8th after being thrown out of a Nashville bar. Police are continuing to search the Cumberland River and surrounding areas for any sign of the 22-year-old.
And a third ex-officer who tortured 2 black men in Mississippi has been sentenced. Daniel Updike will spend more than 17 years behind bars after pleading guilty. The group of 6 white Mississippi officers illegally entered the men's home and attacked and tried to sexually assault them for nearly 2 hours while subjecting them to racial hatred. Officials also say they shot one of the men in the mouth and left him while planting a gun and plotting a cover story.
All right, we have a pair of tickets to give away. A symphony performance on Sunday. That is the fifth symphony, if I understand that right.
Yes.
Same thing what we did yesterday. First person to text Fifth Symphony to 850-437-1620 will get a pair of those tickets. Back in a few moments.
I'm Tom Graham. Donald Trump needs to pay more than $450 million to post bond as part of his appeal effort following a New York fraud verdict. But the former president claims raising those funds is practically impossible. Fox's Lydia Hu.
According to Donald Trump's lawyers, an unwillingness to accept real estate as collateral was the reason about 30 insurance companies turned Trump away. But sources tell us that companies are also worried about investor or public backlash.
New York Attorney General Letitia James' office pushing back against Trump's claims. The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged at its March meeting. The move came despite this admission from Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Inflation is still too high. Ongoing progress in bringing it down is not assured.
Inflation remains above the Fed's 2% mandate. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Weak fiscal fourth quarter results out of Five Below after today's market close. The discount retailer also issued tepid guidance for both earnings and revenue for the current quarter and full year. In response, shares of Five Below are tumbling 13% in extended trading. Meanwhile, Guess crushed expectations for fiscal fourth quarter adjusted profit, and it also beat in terms of revenue. The clothing company's revenue guidance for the current quarter exceeded analyst projections too. Guess shares are rallying nearly 10% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks shot higher after the Federal Reserve signaled that it still expects to cut interest rates three times during 2024. The major market indexes all earned fresh closing highs today. The Dow Jones Industrials jumped more than 400 points, the S&P 500 rose 46, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite soared 202 points, or 1.25%. That's Your Money Now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Beatmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't participate in drills at the Combine nor Ohio State's Pro Day. And all I have to say about that is, who cares? I don't need to see him running around in shorts and a t-shirt, because I've already seen enough of Marvin Harrison Jr. the last few years to know not only is he the best wideout in this draft, he'll go on to be the best player pound for pound from the 2024 class. I'm Zach Gelb.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards or non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, we've got some minor backups developing in that area there. Also, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, still going to give you some backups at this time. If you are traveling westbound on Garden Street towards North Palafox Street, we've got more backups there than usual. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point is going to give you some issues. Same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach, traveling towards Highway 87. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and traveling into downtown Milton, you're going to have the same evening traffic giving you your typical problems there.
Cool weather again for the overnight hours with low temperatures mainly down in the 40s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight and we'll see a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. A little warmer Thursday with highs in the mid to low 70s. Dry Thursday, but there's a high rain chance on Friday. The weekend will be dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. Quick recap of today's top three stories today. So yesterday, the Supreme Court had allowed the Texas law regarding the controversial Texas law regarding immigration to move forward. I don't know if move forward would be the right word. It would be to uphold while it played out in the lower court. So we said this was not going to be just something that would go away. And already here, the day after, it's already being tossed between different appeals court as it inevitably, in my estimation, makes its way right back to the Supreme Court. SB4, three-judge panel at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals late last night voted 2-1 against an earlier ruling from another panel that put the law in effect. House Republicans today continuing their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Democrats push back, saying that nearly 20 fact witnesses in the probe have yet to identify a single act of wrongdoing. And also in the city of Milton, a pretty interesting update here. So it was last month, I believe, that Mayor Heather Lindsay had filed a complaint against city attorney Alex Andrade. Today, we receive word of a 9-page memo that was given to city council members. Andrade saying that he had several members of council ask him what recourse would be available to address the mayor's harmful, erratic, and aggressive conduct. In Andrade's words, he does not believe Mayor Lindsay is competent to continue serving as the city's mayor, and he is recommending that he be authorized to request a review by a state agency, as well as submitting his questions to the Florida Attorney General and Commission on Ethics. The council has a work session tomorrow evening. I'm not sure that they have this discussion there. They may save that for a future city council meeting next month. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. Austin, I am a not a man of principle. You are.
Yes.
one of us has a perfect bracket still, the other does not. So how are you feeling after day one?
Jeez. I was pulled through the ringer, Joe. We had two games yesterday. It was half of the men's final four, or first four, rather. And it was Wagner and Howard battling for the 16 seed, Colorado State, Virginia battling for the 10. You know the drill. Well, I had Howard and Virginia winning, and I was wrong on one and quite wrong on the other. Wagner squeaked past Howard 71-68 last night, and Colorado State just obliterated Virginia.
Virginia was offensive last night.
Yes, offensive to the eyes, not offensive on the court. They had 14 points halfway through. They lost 67-42. Wagner will now face. Sorry, I was choking.
Getting all choked up there.
Yeah. I'm sorry. My eyes are misty.
The ACC and just letting you down.
Wagner will now face one seed UNC, and Colorado State will now face seven seed Texas. Couldn't be more wrong on that. We do have two more play-in games of similar seedings tonight. Grambling State and Montana State. They tip off at 5:40. That's going to be followed by 10 seeds Colorado and Boise State at 8:10. Once again, both games are on True TV. And the women's first four begins tonight at 6 with 16 seeds Presbyterian and Sacred Heart, not the Pensacola one, followed by 12 seeds Columbia and Vanderbilt at 8. You can catch those games on ESPNU. Didn't predict those games. I'm not even going to bother. Another game I didn't predict was in the MLB, the Dodgers. Listen to this clever joke that one of us made. And when I say one of us, I mean the one that's not talking right now. The Dodgers have sole possession of first place in the MLB. They beat the Padres 5-2 in South Korea this morning. There was a four-run showing in the top of the eighth to put LA over the top and get the MLB season started with a bang. So good for the Dodgers. I remember when they started spring training against the Padres, they ripped them a new one. So it's good that the Padres at least made this one closer.
Yes, also good for the writer in that story. It was very very good.
ESPN doubleheader at the NBA, Bucks at Celtics at 6:30. Giannis is going to be missing.
Yeah, I saw this morning as I was watching some of the morning shows, and I saw, Bucks are playing at the Celtics, and then you ruin it for me by letting me know that Giannis is out. So
yeah, that is a game changer for sure. That's going to be followed by Grizzlies at Warriors at 9. Then in the NHL, we got a TNT doubleheader, Maple Leafs at Capitals at 6:30, followed by Wild at Kings at 9. So if you're listening to us until 7, which of course you are, then you're going to have sports right when we go off. So very, very fortunate night for the listener here. And then in the NFL, just a couple quick headlines here. The NFL's competition committee proposed a revamped kickoff Wednesday that resembles the alignment used in the XFL. Joe, you and I talked about this earlier, a few weeks ago. According to ESPN, if 24 of 32 owners approve, it'll be enforced for 1 year only. I guess after the year, they'll look over it again.
Yeah.
Other rules were proposed alongside the revamp, most notably including one that would prohibit the controversial hip drop tackling technique.
Right.
And if you cannot imagine what a hip drop tackle is, if I'm not mistaken, you can imagine what happened to Jordan Travis. Is that not what kind of led to his injury against North Alabama last season? The way I remember it.
Trying to remember it. Yeah.
Well, don't go looking it up to answer it. We'll give you the answer later because it's pretty gruesome. And then Lions cornerback Cam Sutton, former Steeler, unfortunately, was involved in and fled from an alleged battery case back on March 7th. A warrant for his arrest was issued on the same day, though nearly 2 weeks have passed since then, and the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office has reported that authorities are still unable to locate Sutton.
Austin, would you like my full-scale breakdown of Caleb Williams' pro day? I am prepared to take us through the end of the hour, if you would like.
That will that probably I assure be, you will not be necessary, but
probably be frowned upon by the bosses and the listeners
and me
and you, but you everybody except me.
Give us a quick rundown.
No, I didn't watch it.
What?
Well, it was on the NFL Plus subscription service. NFL Network will have a replay at 7 o'clock this evening. So
that you'll be glued
and
to.
And just unfortunately, I, as luck would have it for you, I am off Thursday and Friday, so you will not get to enjoy my breakdown
that
there.
That is quite a lovely turn of events. That there's silver lining everywhere.
That's right.
I was nervous about taking the lead on Thursday and Friday, but now I'm like, oh, there's always
that's
that.
Right.
4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Starting with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, we've got some issues there still. Same thing if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10. Pretty run-of-the-mill congestion there. If you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards U.S. Highway 98, got some backups developing in that area. And a little bit more on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Beyond that, if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point or westbound on Navarre Parkway traveling towards Highway 87, we've got typical evening traffic in both of those areas as well. And lastly, the same can be said for Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Skies overnight will be partly cloudy and low temperatures down in the 40s. Sun and clouds for Thursday with highs in the mid to low 70s. All dry Thursday, but Friday there's a good chance for rain to be moving through the area. Jumping ahead to the weekend, though, it looks nice and dry both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, pressing on to health, business, and science notes today. Interest rates are expected to be cut sometime this year, but the time's not now.
Markets believe we will achieve that goal, and they should believe that because that's what will happen over time. But we stress over time.
Federal Reserve's Jerome Powell announcing that interest rates are remaining unchanged. The current federal funds rate level is at its highest in over 23 years.
And abortions are up in the U.S. despite recent bans in more than a dozen states since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. A report out Tuesday from the pro-abortion rights group, the Guttmacher Institute, found that there were more than 1 million abortions nationwide in 2023. That's a 10% jump since 2020 and the highest number in a decade. Now, that number doesn't count abortions that took place outside of the formal U.S. healthcare system.
The U.S. is no longer in the top 20 happiest countries in the world. It's the first time that's happened since rankings were started by Gallup back in 2012. Americans are now 23rd on the list. Happiness has fallen among all age groups, but particularly those under age 30. Thoughts and prayers with you, Austin.
I guess.
Thanks in part to unaffordable housing and a growing sense of loneliness, Nordic countries top the list with Finland at number one.
And that's not a surprise. I hear a lot about the Nordic countries, like as far as like places in that general.
Well,
neck
you know,
of the woods.
you get to look outside your home window every night and see the northern lights.
Yeah,
so.
It's beautiful. Intermittent fasting is a popular weight loss technique, but it could be a health risk. The American Heart Association on Monday announced a study that showed adults on an 8-hour restricted eating schedule had a 91% higher chance of cardiovascular disease than those who ate normally. Intermittent fasting did not, however, increase the risk of death from any cause.
Austin, are you ready for the best story of the day?
Oh, I can't wait, buddy.
Coming to an IMAX theater near you.
Ready, roll, hat. Every once in a while, the jets just kind of freeze, and the world around you seems to spin. To make 6 jets fly as one, that's the Blue Angel magic. I just pinched myself. We get a chance to be part of it. With all these
things that I get a little chill there.
Yeah, no, that's
every
pretty cool.
Time.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
The Blue Angels fly under the big screen exclusively in IMAX theaters starting May 17th before being released on Amazon Prime on May 23rd. It's, I would say, the Navy's version of Hard Knocks. Cameras following the team around for their most recent show season. It's produced by J.J. Abrams and Top Gun Maverick star Glenn Powell. So, yes, yeah, sign me up for IMAX on that one.
Yeah, you can sign my dad up too. He loves the blues, but who doesn't? Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is expected to get off to a fast start at the box office this weekend. The sequel to 2021's Ghostbusters Afterlife is expected to make between $43 and $45 million in its first weekend in theaters. The film sees the new Ghostbusters, played by Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, and Finn Wolfhard. I know two of those names. Team up with the original Ghostbusters played by Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Ernie Hudson.
I know two of those names.
Oh, you only know two of those? Which one do you not know?
Ernie Hudson.
Oh, Ernie Hudson. He's the African-American guy. He's played on a few things.
Oh, okay. I'll look him up. One more here. No grand prize winner in last night's Mega Millions drawing, so the jackpot's now back up closer to $1 billion. Friday's drawing will be worth at least $977 million. That's a cash option of $461 million. And tonight, you've got the Powerball drawing, which is up to now $687 million. We'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to wrap up our number one next.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Experience an Easter morning like no other. As the sun rises over the Pensacola Bay, be a part of the 12th annual Community Sunrise Service at Blue Wahoos Stadium. Filled with incredible worship and a powerful message, this is an iconic Easter tradition and is loved by thousands. Come again or join us for the very first time. Now it all starts Easter morning at 6:15 a.m. presented by Marcus Point Baptist Church. This Easter, celebrate the resurrection at a service you won't forget.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about the new drama out of Milton, where several city council members asked city attorney Alex Andrade to draft a report about misbehavior by Mayor Heather Lindsay, which may go to the Ethics Commission or the State Attorney General, depending on what they decide at tomorrow night's meeting. Talked about the brand new Escambia County voting machines and how they did yesterday with Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender, and tried to clarify a little bit of what's going on with Texas and the courts. You can listen to all those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
The traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. We'll start with Pine Forest Road because that's the biggin' at this time. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10, you're going to be heavily backed up going both ways there. Also have some problems on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound or southbound towards Olive Road. That intersection causing problems going both ways there. Do have an accident report. This is going to be on Mobile Highway just south of Fairfield Drive. That intersection has backups going both ways there. But as far as the congestion caused by the accident itself, it doesn't appear to be too much at this time. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach is going to give you some backup. Same if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards, Highway 87. And lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton, we still got typical evening traffic giving you some grief over there.
Skies overnight will be partly cloudy and low temperatures down in the 40s. Sun and clouds for Thursday with highs in the mid to low 70s. All dry Thursday, but Friday, there's a good chance for rain to be moving through the area. Jumping ahead to the weekend, though, it looks nice and dry both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. A recap of today's top three stories. Federal Appeals Court is hearing arguments today over the controversial Texas immigration law that's been outlawed and then in and then out and then in again, and now it's out. SB4 would allow local police to arrest anyone that they suspect of crossing the border illegally. Texas is asking for the law to be put back into effect after a three-judge panel at the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals voted against an earlier ruling from another panel that put the law into effect. So that, it's going back to the Supreme Court at some point. House Republicans are pressing on with their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Republican James Comer accused the president of using his political influence to make his family rich, though Democrats say that nearly 20 fact witnesses in the probe have yet to identify a single act of wrongdoing by the president. And in the city of Milton, a 9-page memo to city council members was sent by City Attorney Alex Andrade this week, saying he doesn't believe Mayor Lindsay is competent to continue serving as the city's mayor. He says this memo came out of several members of council asking what recourse they would have to address what they say is harmful, erratic, and aggressive conduct by the mayor. Andrade is recommending he be authorized to request a review by a state agency, as well as submitting his questions to the Florida Attorney General and Commission on Ethics. Taking a look at some of the more wackier stories in the headlines today. A bartender in Florida, South Florida, is making a very good living, Austin, slapping spring breakers in the face.
Really?
If you've never heard of a hurricane shot, which I had not until today, that's what it is. Most of her customers are men, not surprisingly, but
no,
she'll slap women too. For $30, you take a shot, have a pitcher of water thrown in your face, and get slapped in the face hard. This bartender is apparently selling up to $6,000 worth of shots a night. So,
are you kidding me?
Lucrative.
Yeah. I think I've seen, if I haven't seen this bartender in question, I've seen like this type of thing on like TikTok. You'll see videos posted of it. It's just something that people do for a dare. And when you're a young, stupid spring breaker who's probably had a lot to drink already, I'm sure, big bucks for sure. A Texas man who married at least 10 women is going to prison. Orlando Coleman pled guilty to bigamy. The 51-year-old was pretending to be a bishop who traveled to churches around the country. After the marriage, he would take advantage of the women for financial gain. His scam came to an end when he tied the knot to the wrong Houstonian. She found checks from other women and did her own investigation. Wow.
A real estate agent in Australia got in some hot water a while back when she accidentally burned a multi-million-dollar property to the ground while preparing for an open house. The house had renters at the time. The agent was running around tidying a few things up. She noticed some bedding that was hanging out back to dry and thought it looked bad, so she balled it up, took it downstairs, threw it on a shelf under a lamp. Then she turned the light on. About 20 minutes later, a major fire breaks out and a majority of the home is burned down to the studs. It happened a few years back, but the case was just decided in court. The owner told a judge that the agent admitted it was her fault, but in court she argued that the owner and the renters were also to blame because she wasn't aware the lamp would cause anything on the shelf to heat up like that. In the end, the court ruled that the real estate agent's negligence was at fault.
Wow.
Not surprisingly, and I guess one mark to the AI real estate agents that we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
If you use an AI agent, you're probably not getting the house burned down.
That's very true. Not a good look there. Two high school sweethearts from Michigan reconnected 73 years later and started dating again. Bill Hassinger is 90 and Joanne Blacken is 92. They met on a school bus and went to prom together, but broke up after she left for college. Joanne's daughter looked Bill up 2 years ago and realized he only lived 80 miles away. So Joanne wrote him a letter. Then he called her and they fell in love all over again.
Joanne's daughter looked Bill up because the mom wanted her to.
Really?
But that's what I'm reading. I don't think Joanne's daughter would have if the mother said, I wonder if Bill's still alive. But good for them.